Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt dictating an endoscopy report on patient Sally Nyland, date of birth 7/17/1956, date of procedure March 29, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt. DO referring physician is Dr. Thomas Harris. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is heartburn, comma, history of H. pylori, comma, history of, or sorry, no history of, just comma, GIM. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, stroke, reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, or experience of patient. Patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in a lateral position, stage for anesthesia services, monitoring, anesthesia care, period, well lubricated, and posterior gastroscopes introduced into the esophagus, and then sent to direct vision to the second portion of duodenum, period, careful examination into the duodenum bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, retroflexia was obtained at the cardio period, air resection from the stomach for withdrawal of the scope period, the patient had the procedure well without any complications findings. The proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next time, the Z line was regular at 38 centimeters from the bite block. And biopsies are obtained in the distal esophagus for evaluation for acid reflux changes. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. And given the history of GIM, comma, biopsies were obtained in the antrum, body, and cardia separately per the Sydney protocol for further evaluation. Next line, other unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion, comma, there was evidence of lymphangiectasia noted, comma, biopsies were obtained in D2 for histology. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend anti-reflux precautions. Avoidance of NSAIDs, comma, continue famotidine. As this is controlling her reflux symptoms, next line, pending pathology would recommend repeat EGD in 3 years for reevaluation of GIM. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.